Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
Well, if you've been around any length of time, you've heard it said that certain churches are fundamentalist. But what does that really mean? Should we all, as Christians, be fundamentalist? Well, let's look at this for the next 2 minutes. Thanks for joining us on A Plain Path. I'm Jesse Butcher. Well, the term fundamentalist simply means pertaining to the foundation or basis. So let's look at John 3:16, which is probably the first verse that many children memorize. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, this one verse gives us much of our fundamental beliefs as Christians. It says that God loved the world, which means everyone, so much that he gave his only Son, who died on the cross for our sins, and that if we believe in him, if we're saved, we should not perish but have everlasting life. We'll spend eternity in heaven. But you know, so many times we get so entangled in other parts of the Bible that we forget about the fundamentals. And if you look at any athlete, no matter what sport they play, there are fundamentals to that sport. And no matter how good or how far they go in that sport, they can't forget the fundamentals. Well, it's the same way in our Christian life. No matter how much we know about the Bible, we should not and cannot forget what our fundamental beliefs are. Simply put, Jesus died for our sins. He was buried, and on the third day he arose. You know, he did this for you and for me so that we could have life more abundantly. So to answer my question at the beginning, yes, we should all be fundamentalists.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.